This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The suspect in last fall's Club Q shooting tells the Associated Press they intend to take a plea deal. The 23-year-old spoke publicly for the first time in a series of calls with reporters. Those conversations included statements by the suspect about wanting to accept responsibility. Five people were killed and 17 wounded in the shooting. Victims' families say they've been notified of a possible plea deal. Even with a plea agreement, the alleged shooter could get life in prison. Colorado has a new education commissioner, the first Latina in that role. The State Board of Education voted in Susana Cordova Wednesday. CPR's Jenna McMurtry has more.
Cordova previously served as the superintendent of Denver Public Schools before leaving the position in 2020. She comes into the role as the state faces teacher shortages, post-pandemic recovery, and progress improvement plans across the state. All nine board members voted to confirm her at a salary of $300,000. I'm Jenna McMurtry, CPR News.
Colorado Congresswoman Yadira Caraveo wants to make a recent expansion to federal food stamps permanent. CPR's Matt Bloom has more on her proposal.
Congress recently passed more work requirements for participants in SNAP, the country's largest food stamp program, as a part of an agreement to avoid a federal debt default. But veterans and people experiencing homelessness are exempt from those requirements for the next several years. Democratic Representative Caraveo says a new bill she's introducing would make those exemptions permanent.
I really don't want to be in a position where we yank away benefits from really vulnerable groups.
Over 500,000 Coloradans use SNAP to keep their kitchens stocked, and food banks say demand remains at record levels due to high food prices. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Near Colorado Springs, it's been 10 years since the Black Forest fire destroyed hundreds of homes. Later in this hour, we'll see how things are now and what might be ahead.
I think the future holds a constant struggle to do responsible development where people take care of it and love it like we do.
We'll go to Black Forest later this morning. This is CPR News.